Blog Talk Radio.
For me,
Amongst Friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. This is Amongst Friends, Grown and Sexy Internet Radio Talk Show. We are here tonight to bring you another great show. Thank you for joining us. You can reach us at 760-683-2662. You can call in to listen. You can call in to give us questions. You can call in and comment. You can call in and give us a piece of your mind. Or you can check us out on Facebook in our group, Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Just go to the browser on Facebook and punch in Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. You can reach us there. You can type in your comments if you're too scared to say it on the air. All right. Or you can check us out at www.blogtalkradio.com/Amongst Friends. You can check us out there, and you can listen to us live as well. So my name is Jeff. I'm here with my cohorts in talk. That is Deidre. That is Q. That is Joey. That is Brittany. That is Heather. And we assemble every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock to break it down so it's forever broke. So
forever broke.
Forever broke. Or at least we try to forever break it. Tonight's topic is, why is oral sex so powerful? Or is it underrated or overrated? Just take a knee already. Now, I need to clear something up for everyone. If you're new to Amongst Friends, when we reference the phrase take a knee, we are referring to a man or a woman going down on their significant other or lady of the night, man of the hour, and giving oral pleasure. So I just wanted to clear that up, so that everybody has an equal understanding for when we go forward. Now, I'm a guy. I have been on the receiving end of oral sex, and I can say that I am a great receiver. I love it. I can't get enough of it. And that's where I stand with that. As also being a giver of oral sex, I can say that it is a talent thing. It is a skill thing. It is a thing that if you truly enjoy giving, you will forever enjoy receiving it as well. So just want to put that out about myself so everybody knows where I'm coming from. So I just want to make it clear for everybody, especially for my cohorts. So, cohorts in talk, are we against oral sex or for oral sex?
I'm both. I'm for if you know what you're doing, and I'm against if you use teeth.
You're against what?
I'm against if you use teeth.
Oh, got you.
Don't be knowing my shit.
Got you, because no brother out there needs to be in traction after.
This is the thing. Now, you know, it's okay to use teeth to, like, you know, give it like that little, like, sting that you like, you know what I mean? give her that little sting. But when she starts to like try to like bite down on it, that's the problem. That's the problem. Now it may be some dudes that are into that pain pleasure type thing. But you know, most dudes like, you know, you're about to get smacked in the head or get stolen in the face.
Well, now did she bite down because she got mad because you were stabbing the throat too much?
Jeff, you know, sometimes, you know, when it's getting good to her, you know, she likes to experiment in the middle, you know. So that's when she might, you know, like, do stuff like use her teeth or just suck a little bit too hard, you know, to make you want to ball your fist up. You know what I mean? We all been there.
Right. I've been there. I even let a girl with braces handle the business. I was daring that night. I had a little too much Hennessy in my system, and I was like, "We can get through this, baby. We can get through this. We just gotta be careful." And I must say, Jasmine, wherever you are, love you, girl. Love you. Okay, so
you called out a name?
For any of my other cohorts, against or for? Let's hear from one of the ladies.
I'm for it. Like Keith
okay.
said, we're in love.
Yes, you
if
is, girl. Yes, you is.
If it is done right, I've had it done all wrong. So if it's done right, I'm all for it. Used to be against it, actually, but not that I thought it was wrong or anything. It's just that I wasn't comfortable. That was a long time ago, and I grew up.
But why weren't you comfortable? Why weren't you comfortable? What's wrong? Was it like, you know?
It was just the first couple times, I just wasn't comfortable with the fact that a penis was going in my mouth. That's all. It was new to me, but then I learned, like, you know, like, this is a part of sex. This is a part of pleasing your partner. And I got past all that. Like, it used to be so gross to me in the beginning. I was just like, ew, this is nasty, but I would do it for my significant other, but I didn't like it in the beginning. But then, you know.
So now you're doing it for you?
After a while.
You're doing it for you?
I mean, now it's like, whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's part of the But before, it was like, no. Like, I wouldn't say no, but it was just like, ugh, like, not this, but I still did it anyway. But I mean, as I've matured, it's like, okay, it's okay now. Like, I've gotten past that whole this is disgusting thing, and I'm through it.
You know what? I'm just imagining Britt the first time.
That's so wrong.
It's three colors.
Yeah, it was a bit much for me, but I got past that.
Now you're a pro, Humbert. You just a pro with yours. Great,
no,
girl.
I wouldn't say all that, but I mean, I'm just not, you know, against, like, I'm not, now it's like, you know, I'm okay with it. I'm comfortable with it. Before, I wasn't comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wasn't comfortable
Ooh,
with me. Okay. Yeah, so.
You funny to me, girl.
Okay. So now I'm going to pass this situation on to Brother Joey, because he always cracks me up whenever we get on this topic. Brother Joe.
What's up, Jeff? What's up, Jeff?
I need you to bring us to church, bro. So are you for it or against it? Now wait, hold on. So before Joe starts, everybody, I'm going to let you know that we are passing around a collection plate, and the angels will start singing in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit it, Joe.
Am I for or against? You already know the answer to this. I am completely for oral sex. I'm talking about in the morning, in the afternoon, at night, in the car, in the shower. You got to get your oral sex on, and I am definitely for receiving and being a giver. Now, I put receiving first. Let me tell you why I put receiving first. Because I just think that it is a disproportionate amount of men not getting oral sex from their women. But the men are giving it up. Now, I guess the women will see it differently. They will see it differently, and they feel like there's not enough men going down on them. And I am sorry for you women who are not getting oral sex from your men, but let me just encourage you, if you keep on giving, keep on giving, and you shall receive. You got to give. You got to give. 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 And it shall be given unto you. Oh, my. Yes. Oh, man, but seriously, all jokes aside, it just will be a better, it will be a better world. Like, men will go to work more productive. They will bring home more bacon or however you want to say money. If you give the good bomb head, especially in the morning, that is the best part of waking up. I don't drink coffee, but if you wake me up, do some good old, especially when you just know what you're doing. And like you said, no teeth.
But Joe, you know what, though? That's the problem sometimes. That's the problem sometimes. And it goes back to what Brittany said. You know, it's like, it's you when you do it, you have to do it because you like doing it. Don't do it because your significant other prefers it.
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you because that is a misconception. Let me stop you. I would prefer, and I bet all men would prefer a woman who enjoyed giving oral sex, who loves it. Yes, we prefer.
And I agree.
But unfortunately, we don't always get that option. There's just a lot of women and a lot of men who, you know, who don't like going down on a woman, or, you know, the man going down on the woman going down on the man. But if you have someone that is willing to do it because they love you, See that right there, because love is a sacrifice. So even if you don't like it, you do it and you do it well. Because just don't do no half job. Because that right there will just ruin my life. Like, just please let me tell you, I used to be like Brittany, and I thought not. Wait a minute, that didn't come out right.
Yeah. What?
Let me fix that. Yeah, I did not believe in oral sex, and that's because I was falsely taught somewhere that, you know, your mouth is sacred and you ain't supposed to do nothing with it and all that crap. I'm over that. I've over that.
Shit.
So for a long time, I would not do that to a woman, and I would not let a woman go down on me. Then one day, I was messing with an Amazon definition. She was big, tall, strong, beautiful, but big, tall, and strong. And she said, no, this is going to happen. I said, okay. And when I tell you that she went to work, and I'm talking about she had the right mouth to hand pressure, and I literally thought that she was going to take my skin off, but in a good way. Yeah, that changed my whole perspective. And from then on, I said, whoever wants to. I'm talking about where I was just like, whoa, blew my mind. Like, took me out of here, thought I was going to have a massive heart attack. It was that good.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
sir.
From then on, I was like, whoever wants to, come on. You are more than welcome. I'm not going to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
That John was serious. All my boys told me is different. I ain't believe them till I finally was, met my match. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you found anybody better than her?
Oh, yeah, way better. Way better.
Okay.
Way better. But hush your mouth, mind your business, Quentin. Mind your business. You mind your business.
Let me throw this to Deidre and to Heather. If you ladies would be so kind as to let us know what went through your minds the first time you were on the giving end and receiving end. What was going through your mind? And feel free that if there are any Bible verses attached to your explanations or your realizations, please give those as well. We want to make sure we give the proper footnote to the King James Version of the Bible. Okay. Go for it.
Well, the first time for me, because I was like Joey and Brittany as well. I thought it was disgusting. But I thought it was disgusting because the young ladies that I did know back in school who did it, like, they had, like, some stanky, stanky, stanky breath. And I could only... The only thing that I could think about, I wasn't thinking about gingivitis or maybe they had something wrong with their dental cavity or whatever. I just thought, you suck dick. That's nasty. So clearly that's where this horrible smell is coming from. So I wouldn't do it. I thought it was disgusting. And it wasn't just one female, it was a couple of females. And I was just like, y'all need some toothpaste. Y'all need something to go up in y'all mouth or something, because that's just
mad. That's what they got.
But Deidre, how old were you at the time?
I was 19.
Okay.
I was 18. I take that back, 17, 18.
Okay.
And it wasn't until... It wasn't until my mid-20s that I said, oh, okay. There's nothing wrong with this. But then...
No.
I did. That's not a lie. I said when I became comfortable with it. Now, I'm not saying that I didn't do it prior to... But it wasn't until my 20s that I became with it. And that was because there was a level of control that came with it. Like, when I did, because I'm there to please. So if I'm going to do it, then I'm going to try and do it to you can't speak no more.
Yeah.
Mama said,
that was the approach that I took, I would get favorable results. And so using it as a tool. If I wanted certain things, then I knew exactly what to do. And then it became fun.
Yeah, it did.
And then in my 30s, I just got kind of crazy, and it was then it was I kind of liked this.
Why would you do that? 30. You was in your 30s, and you kind of liked it in your 30s.
I really liked it in my 30s.
All right. And we talk about the giving part. We talk about the giving part. We're not talking about the receiving, right?
I'm talking about the giving. On the receiving end, again, I wasn't comfortable with the whole receiving because of the of how a woman's bodies work, you know, like I just didn't understand why a guy wanted to. Yeah, I didn't understand that it was just gross. But now, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Go on down inside. And that's all.
Okay, Heather, what about you? So Deidre, let me ask you a question. Do you take it upon yourself to go the extra mile when you give based on the size of the package?
Hello?
Yes, Deidre.
Okay. Did you ask me a question?
Yes. The question let's say you with this dude, and he's a new dude, and you about to bless him real quick. Is this something in you that turns on and gets you to go the extra mile because of the size of his package? Or do you pump on all cylinders all the time, no matter what size?
Okay, well, so here's the thing. My thing is, if I'm going to have sex, and right now, if I'm having sex out of wedlock or whatever, and I'm going to sin doing it, guess what? I'm going to go to hell sucking the best dick and giving the best performance sexually that I possibly can. Whether it's big, little, small, thin, medium, wide, however.
Okay, so you pumping on all cylinders all the time.
Absolutely. What's the point of having sex if you're not going to go all in 100%?
Oh, I'm glad you said that. We're gonna touch on that later. And for you guys out there, you know what I mean. The anniversary blowjob, the birthday blowjob, the Valentine's Day maybe blowjob. We'll talk about that later. And condemn some. We'll be condemning some sisters later on in the show, just to put that caveat out there. Heather dear, can you please tell us about your first time giving and your first time receiving? Okay, what's with you to Brittany? So Brittany, you told us about one of your first times or you getting comfortable with giving. So how was it for you your first time or two receiving?
I would say that it was pretty great. I don't want to say too much, but Unbelievable. It was very unexpected.
I like the unbelievable word.
Because I remember it like it was yesterday. I'm not even going to lie. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh, that means
it. Tell a story, girl.
It was just one of my boyfriends back then or whatever.
Clean it up.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it was somebody that I used to date. And he was older than me, so he was a lot more experienced than I was. So it was like I couldn't talk or anything. I just...
It was one of those.
And I just was like, when it was about to happen, I was like, oh, my goodness, like, this is about to happen, like... Because it never happened to me before. I'm like... Nervous, and I don't know what to expect. And then when it happened, it was just like, oh, my gosh, like, this has to happen all the time. And it did. And I loved it every single time. Never failed. So.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
So did you, like, see sparks and shit? And did you, like, you know, did all the heavens open up? You know, did you hear angels singing? I mean, you know.
I did.
It was just like I just closed my eyes and like I just zoned out. Like it was something obviously I had never experienced before, but I didn't expect it to be like that. Like
I knew people liked it
and like my friends, not all of them had really like experienced it or whatever. Those who have, like, they kinda like, I thought maybe they were hyping it up or whatever, but everybody's different, and I will honestly say the first person to ever do that was amazing for me. And I've had a person who was awful, and
that's terrible.
So I would definitely say that was an amazing experience for me. Y'all receiving it.
Yeah, because I believe only the people that's getting bad oral sex or getting bad head are the ones that believe that oral sex is underrated. Because underrated or overrated. No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Overrated. Yeah, because overrated is bad. Underrated means they need to do better. Right. All right. So overrated. Those are the ones that are not getting good. Because when it's good, like... And how I've had it good, you think it's underrated. You just can't get enough. Yeah, I mean, man, just got to do better.
See, but the thing, while I agree, you know, I think it's underrated because not too many people know how to do it. If everybody knew how to give great oral, it would be overrated because it's like, I've been there, done that. I've been there, had that before. Yeah, rah, rah, rah. But I would say like 67% of America don't know that experience when you get it good and the reaction your body takes from that. So I agree, it's so underrated. It's underrated to a T. And for those who never experienced some real good head game where you just lose your mind, I feel sorry for you.
I do.
I'm sorry.
It will never be overrated to me. I'm sorry. I don't care how many times I've gotten it. That's just like saying sex is overrated. Somebody is lying or somebody not
somebody
getting
lying.
Good sex.
Somebody
that drone ain't overrated.
And Joe, that's not bitter bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's not bitter person.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the person that just dried up, or you know, they dried up, or they passed the stage Viagra not working. I mean, I probably would be mad too. I ain't gonna lie. I pray that never happens to me, because I would be sad. Sex is just awesome. And oral sex is amazing. It's just like, I'm mad at the people who taught me that it was wrong. Like, I'm really mad. And I've had a lot of missed teachings in my life, but I think that was the one, like, I hate that it took me until college to discover that amazing thing called oral sex.
Amazon, tore your ass up, Hojo.
Huh? Yeah, oh, no, she Amazon, murdered me, Q. She murdered me. You ever seen, like, you know, like the scene in the movie where the kid's holding the cover up trying to hide? It was like that. Or when you find them in the corner holding their knee rocking back and forth. Yeah, it was one of those moments.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I really thought my thigh muscles had snapped. I don't even know what muscles strain or whatever. It was that good. But it scared me because I ain't never experienced nothing like that before.
Wow. Okay, so we have a caller on the line.
Oh my god.
If we can stop you from killing himself on there. So
okay,
we're gonna bring our caller in. I believe we have John from New Jersey, I believe. John from New Jersey, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. What's going on?
What's going on,
Brad? Yeah.
How you doing?
I had a quick question. I just chimed in, and hopefully I'm on the right subject or whatever, but do you guys feel as though in a relationship, sexual control, should it be more dominant by the female or the male, or should it be an equal balance?
Oh, hold on. Say that one more time. I didn't hear your question correctly. Say it one more time.
In a relationship, do you guys feel as though sexual control should be more dominant by the female or the male, or should it be like an equal balance between the two partners?
I think it should be equal. Then again, you know what, John? It all depends on the person. Now, if the guy is more dominant, so be it. If the female is more dominant than the male, so be it. But I think all three realms have worked to some advantage. But it depends. It depends on that person. For me, I think equal, because there's some days, and I'm just taking me for example. There's some days where, you know, I'm rah rah, you know, I throw my girl on the bed, check up her clothes, and just, you know, handle business. But there's some instances where soon as she closed the front door, she's tugging at my belt buckle. So It depends on the person. It depends on the scenario. It depends on their DNA. Yes, I do, sir.
He does. He don't realize it, though, but he does. He does.
I say I do.
No. But in my opinion, ideally you want it to be equal, but in my experience, I think it should be the one with the highest sex drive. Should be the one in control. Because them low sex drive bammers will have you not without sex in a good while, and you be angry. Like, people like me be angry. So I think it's the person who has the highest sex drive should be the dominant one or in control of the sex. Ideally, we want equal.
I don't know about all that, dude.
Yeah. So Q. Wait a minute. I'll save that for later because I want, you know, we want to give Jonathan and others the time to answer and, you know, respect our caller. So I'll deal with you in a second, Q.
Okay. So John, what do you think?
I'm just to piggyback off what that last speaker just said, with the highest sex drive might be the need to be the more dominant one, because the opposite sex, or if it's not equal, then I might it won't really like pan out. So if I have the dominant sex drive in a relationship, of course I might want to just, you know what I mean, just take control all the time. But I feel as though like if I come in or whatever, sometimes I might not want to have sex. I'm just like, yo, hey, my girl, she's looking good. I might just want to eat her pussy or excuse me, give her oral.
Oh, no, don't fuse yourself. No, don't fuse yourself.
Okay.
Nah, don't fuse yourself.
Just like you said.
Oh, no.
Like,
oh, no.
I might not even want to have sex. Like, I just might want to just, like, I mean, I just might just want to make love to her or just make love to her.
Oh,
just to
hold
her,
on,
eat
hold
her
on.
Pussy in.
Hold on. There you go.
It might not be just to get her, just to get her off, because I'm told, like, for me, sex is a good thing. So, and I know for me, the feeling of her being pleased is a great thing. So she might not necessarily have to always just please me, but I could get aroused or whatever, and I feel like I'm good if I know I ate her pussy good, and she coming this, that, to the third, and, you know, things
saying.
Of that nature, though. So I just feel like...
He's saying it all the time because the man likes it. The man likes eating pussy. The man likes it, so... If you like it, you there's no other way to describe it. You can't say give head. You could so many times say, you know, I love pleasing her. If you like doing it, boy, you tell it. Hallelujah. You tell it.
I can't hear that last part. All right, cool.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to know. I just want to get you guys suggesting on a few things. That's all. All right,
man. Thanks, John from New Jersey, for calling in. Bro, we appreciate you.
All right, no doubt. All
right, now let's go back in time to that era in which, you know, oral sex was really not the best thing that you could possibly do, or let it be known that you do it. And Joe hit on something too. You know, this was something, you know, oral sex, giving and receiving. It was something that was, you know, it was put out there that it was done by, you know, like the, it was done by prostitutes. It was done by women who are loose. It was done by men that did it were painted in the light of they were adulterers. You didn't hear too many times a white folk goes and girl, he ate me good last night. No, there was nothing that you ever heard. What do you think change the tide for oral sex? Do you think it was the women's sexual liberation movement, or do you think it was, or could it have been something as simple as just more and more? We have internet, internet porn now, and people can see it getting done, how it's done, the ways it can be done, how it can be pleasurable, or do you just think that it was just time for it to come into the light and to be viewed differently by our men and women?
You know what? I think there's a number of factors to that. First of all, but I definitely want to say, first of all, that oral sex is not a new phenomenon. Like, as a matter of fact, nothing that we do except for, like, maybe techno sex or sex with technology. Besides that, nothing that we do or have done or will do is new. Like, it's been around for years. And just like how clothes go out of style, sexual practices go out of style. And so I think for our time, or maybe the time, you know, maybe the time like in Q's time, you
what?
Know, effort. you know, women were there was this move where women had to be, you know, more, I guess, what do you say, more prudish or more respectable and things like that. So, you know, it was the age of sleeping in the twin, have the twin beds in the room, and you only push them together when it was time to make a baby type thing, you know. And so their attitudes towards sex was very guarded and prudish and things like that. And so I think what they were asking, especially in that age where, you know, men could go out and cheat and their wives were fine with it as long as they didn't bring it home, I think those women started asking questions like, okay, what can I do? What does that woman do that I don't do? What can I do? And the man was like, well, you know, she takes a knee. He probably didn't use that colloquialism, but... you know, he said she takes a knee, and you, maybe you should do that, and I might stay home, you know. And, you know, and like you said, dirty magazines and then porn videos and all those things that just kind of got men and women out there exploring it. And then people just started seeing how amazing it was, and bam, there it is.
I think it was the, I guess, sexual revolution of the, I guess, 60s, before my time, Joe. And I know you had stuff like Playboy or, you know, Playboy magazine back in the 50s, but it was still sort of like taboo, you know. Now, I guess when what is that, the hippie movement or the flower child of the 60s, you know, when weed became more prevalent, you know, I think the sexual mores became more prevalent too and became more open. So, and I think that's the time when, like, oral sex and just sex period, you know, came from underground and start being mainstream, you know. And since that you have, you know, sex education in high schools and in junior high schools, and, you know, whatever happened up to, you know, the present now, where nobody's reading magazines anymore, nobody's really watching tapes anymore, either DVDs or regular Sony tapes. Everything is just digital, video, and viral. So I just think it all started during the 60s sexual revolution. That's my, you know. And like I said, Joe, forget you. You ain't funny.
My bad.
Yeah, whatever. You stink.
I actually do stink.
Okay. So, Brittany, was oral sex ever a bad thing? Did anybody ever give you a spiel that, you know, it was bad? Or did they just tell you, oh, or was it just something that you and your friends just said, oh, we'll do it one day?
No, no one ever told me that it was bad. I actually had one of my close friends growing up. She kind of did everything before I did, and we were, like, super, super close. So it's kind of like she would date guys, and some people thought she was, like, a whore, so some people, like, would associate me with that. And I was just like, no, I'm not like that or whatever. So she would tell me her experience with it, and she'll be like, it's not bad, you know, it's not nasty. Nobody ever was like, don't do that, like, it's nasty. I'm going to be honest, like, when I was in high school, like, I'm not going to say a lot of girls were doing it, but it wasn't something that was, like, looked down upon. So it was something that I just had to experience on my own, and the first person that I did it to, like, they really wanted to experience that. And I was just grossed out by it. I didn't think anything was wrong with doing it for somebody, but I didn't want to do it because it just looked, everything about it was just gross to me. So it was just something that I had to get comfortable with, honestly. And I wanted to try it because I knew that it was a part of pleasing your partner. I mean, who just wants to have sex? You want to do other things besides laying on your back or bending over. So
do it on your side.
I mean, but you want to do, like I'm really big on, like, foreplay and stuff. So I feel like that all can be incorporated together. And it's just like, sometimes you don't want to just go straight into having sex. Like, have fun with it. Like, get each other aroused, you know. Get each other hot and ready for what y'all, for the grand finale, what y'all really plan on doing. So, you know, I just had to try it a few times. And, you know, it ain't always like, it ain't like it tastes magically delicious or nothing, but, you know, it started off with me doing it for my partner because I knew that what they wanted, and then it went from that to me actually, like, enjoying doing it because not only did I want to please my partner, but he turned me on too. So, you know, I grew in that whole little stage. It took time, but...
I have a question for the ladies, Jeff, if you don't mind.
It's based on
what Brittany just said. Ladies, have you ever? And this is wild to me. This is the first time I heard that I kind of bugged out. So the question is, have you ever had an orgasm from giving oral? And if so, how does that work?
I have not had one from giving oral, so I cannot answer that question.
Okay.
I don't know about the other ones, about the other ladies, but I have it.
Deidre?
Well?
Lord, that's the answer. Thank you, baby.
It depends on how I'm just going to say well. So I ain't trying to tell y'all all my business.
She's just going to say well. But it is. I'm with you, Deidre. Well, I'm just going to say it's quite possible.
It's quite possible.
And it could be either just from the act alone, from the woman doing the act alone, nothing else, or it can be from the woman also manually stimulating herself while doing her thing, or from the man while doing her thing.
Well, it's with the assumption that there's no stimulation involved.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It could be either way.
It's just her, like, going for it, just, you know, grabbing that dick and just
But think about it. Okay, so would you say that it is quite possible to have an orgasm by being teased? Just the touch, or by someone talking in your ear or rubbing up against you. There's no stimulation on your clit or the guy doing, you know, on his penis or whatever, and it's possible to have an orgasm. So why couldn't it be possible?
All things are possible, babe. I'm not saying that it isn't. What I'm saying is for those who because I've seen women have it. You know, there's no, she's not stimulating herself. The guy's not stimulating. Like I said, she just got that dick in her mouth, and she just, like, you know,
yes,
she just like it's a flute, you know what I'm saying? Like she playing the phone and she just comes off that stuff. So yes. I'm just saying, I'm just as a guy it's just wild to me because I don't know how that works. Because I don't know for the dudes. Dudes, can you have an orgasm just from eating?
I've seen it.
Okay. Okay. I guess I'm not grown.
You're not grown yet?
I'm not grown.
Like I said, it's possible for anything to happen. It's a mind thing. It's a mind thing. Sex, a lot of people just put a lot of the physicalness into sex, but it's a lot of mental work that goes into it too. And
yeah.
You can do anything you set your mind to. That's just not a cliche. That's the truth. You could do anything you set your mind to, and what you train yourself for. And you, like I said, y'all was faking on that tantric sex a couple of shows ago.
Why?
But you get good at that tantric sex, and you be able to walk down the street and just say, you know what, I want an orgasm, bam, and it'll happen. I wouldn't want to be that person, though, just to walk down the street and be like, because that would be a very embarrassing moment. Anyway, my bad.
So here's something that I noticed. Guys can receive compliments and take those compliments well about how they give. But for a woman to hear that she gives great oral is I don't want to say it's a turn off, but it's almost like she don't want to hear it.
Where's
and I'm just
it?
Wondering what.
Ooh,
I'm just wondering.
I don't know. I know some females who take pride in that shit and will tell you.
And they should take pride in it, God darn it.
But I understand what you're saying, but I don't know to me, maybe like 10, 15 years ago, a lady be like, yeah, no, shut your mouth. But now people are like, please, come here, let me show you what I can do, boy. And you walk over there. Hallelujah.
Yo,
I've heard it from females. I've heard it from females, and they said, like, guys have told them, like, they were with their man or whatever, and they did it. And then their man, he was just like, oh my God, like, you blew my mind. Oh, girl, you got that good girl. Oh. And the girl had this look on her face like, I didn't do nothing. I just did I did it, but it was regular. Like, there wasn't nothing about it. Like, I didn't go in.
Now, I've done that.
She didn't go into super freak mode. She just did, like, some average everyday joint for, like, 5-10 minutes, and dude was like, oh, yes.
Yeah, and so, sometimes the simplest things are the most amazing things. I mean, you know, I ain't had nobody the super head, you know, where they bleeding from their nose because that's how much they deep-throating. That kind of scared me. I would be still interested in seeing it, but that would still kind of scare me a little bit because, you know, I don't fool with the blood thing too much. But, yeah, that's pretty awesome at the same time, though. But anyway, you know, but sometimes the simplest things, like I was saying, even ladies, if you're not even down for the full-blown oral, which you should be, but just the hand job, like we would appreciate that. A hand job from a woman is simple but amazing. Because it's like you thought enough about me, your man, that you saw that I had a stressful day at work, and I'm walking in the house, and yeah, dinner is nice, and yeah, conversation is nice, but you just whip it out and put it in your mouth, or you whip it out and you give me a hand job, baby, for that.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you for that. You know, and I ain't asking you to do it upside down while hanging from a Spider-Man web and you know, with some fishnet stockings and stilettos. I mean, if you do that, hey, I'm happy about that too. But if you just give me an old-fashioned, you know, unzip my zipper and bam, you just right there at the door like, oh, my God, I ain't expect this. All right, keep going. All right. Yeah, I ain't expect it, but keep going. Oh, you made a sandwich too? I can get with that. You know, it's about sometimes simplicity is good.
I got you. Now, I think men and women have all been in this situation about with a sexual partner at least once, and that is somebody brags about their expertise and their skills are not up to par. How do you address something like that? You might not want to go order. I know you might not want to automatically address it because you still might want to finish up strong. But how do you, you know, is that a curse out moment after the fact? Like you get your joint off and just like, all right, now I'm gonna give you the real because you sucked and it was terrible, or do you just leave it for further exploration that they might get better later on? Me first.
Go ahead, Joe.
me first. Let me tell you, after I had three good ones when I first started, they knew what they was doing. And I got this one that was like, yeah, you know, like you said, oh, man, I'm going to do this and I'm gonna put the work down on it. And I'm, you know, I'm anticipating because I done had three good experiences now. So I'm like, all right, I'm getting ready. Man, came over, had the mood set, everything. Even had, like, this special tasting oil stuff for, I guess, women use to, you know, give head if they don't like the taste or whatever. I don't know. I don't care. Just do what you got to do. Man, did it, and it was terrible. And in the middle, and my boys clowned me and said, nah, you should have finished. But in the middle, I was like, I can't even let you keep doing this. This is embarrassing.
Wow.
This has to stop. Like,
wow. And
I was embarrassed because, you know, nobody don't want this, you know, fellas. Nobody don't want their junk to get soft. I'm, you know, TMI, but it was that's how bad it was where I got soft, and that don't happen very often. So I was just embarrassed for her that happened to me. And I just was like, yo, you want to play some cards? You want to watch some TV? Like, I didn't even want sex, yo. Like, it was terrible. It was just one of those moments. Like, I was just so embarrassed but so mad because you hyped it up. Like, that's all I was thinking about. Because I already had the body. I already hit that, so, you know, I wasn't concerned about that. You said you was going to try something new. You said, like my man Mike F. said, you said you was going to do something strange for some change, and that's what I'm looking for. And it was just like, whoa, nah, I can't, nah. I think I'm going to just go ahead and let's go to IHOP.
Wow. You stupid. So... How did you address the situation? I'm trying to remember the situation.
I mean, you know, I just have two theories. First, you know, somebody lied to her saying that, you know, she just go ahead. You know, but, you know, no two guys are like, maybe she was, you know, really, really blew his mind. But when you come, for me, when you come across mediocre, like somebody who gets mediocre head, I mean, to me, to like further the embarrassment, you know, I just stop. I just stop and say, you know what, this is not gonna work. Let's go to like round two.
Okay. See, at least you went to round two.
Yeah, let's go to round two, cause you know this foreplay ain't working, you know. And so you just go to round two and you just be and you're angry. You're angry, so when you're angry, you just beat it up. You just beat it up to let her know, look, next time you better come a little bit stronger, or you know the next time. It's not going to work.
Okay.
I have a question.
Can I say something before Britt comes on? Look, I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking at our age, you know, somebody should have some type of experience of something. You know?
Right.
I'm in my 40s.
You're lying.
If you're near the same age as me and you get a mediocre head game, I have a problem with that. I have a problem. There's enough books. There's enough video. I'm quite sure somebody got that friend who likes schooling. Do something. Do something. I mean, put your pride aside. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Britt. I'm sorry, baby.
Well, I want to ask Jeff first if I can ask a question, and hopefully it doesn't take over anything. So can I ask a quick question, Jeff?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I need to know this. And this is mainly for the men, because I guess for us women, we don't have a choice but to suck y'all dick with hair on it because y'all don't shave. But how do y'all feel about women? How do you feel about women that, like, do y'all prefer y'all for the woman to be bald or can she be hairy? Like, I noticed that nowadays, like, some guys will be like, I'm not eating no hairy pussy. Like, she got to be bald. Or some guys be like, I don't like girls with bald pussy because they look like 12-year-olds. So what do y'all think?
I'm not down for the, like, the bushwhacker woman. Like, I'm not down for that. And I'm not down for the bald look like she, you know, still pre-prepubescent. So it has to be, either it could be that nice grown woman shave where it's just like, oh, I can see that you had pubes. You know, that you had hair down there, but you just trimmed it up real nice because you wanted me to go down there and you wanted me to spread those lips. You wanted me to put that tongue right there on that button. You mapped it out for me, so I feel you. Or you got a little bit of hair, and I'm not stopping to pull a curl out my mouth. So I can work with that, but I can't work with the completely bald and you nared it and then you shaved it. No, I can't work with that, and I can't work with you just like wolf pussy. Like I can't work with that. I can't work with the junk where it looks like it's gonna bite me instead of kissing me.
I'm like Joe. I can't do the afro. And I can't do the 8-year-old. You know, I prefer trim because it's psychological to me. Because if I see bald, I'm like, that just takes me back to, you know what, you're not 10 years old. No, you're supposed to be an adult, and adults have hair on them. You know, so give me the trim. I mean, give me a trim and have it. Have it manicured neatly. You know what I'm saying? If it's trimmed, I don't want to see, you know, because some women have hair on, like, on their thighs. Shave that off. But, like, when you have that perfect triangle, ooh, Lord. pass me the cherry syrup because I'm going to town. Pass me the cherry syrup.
I'll say this because you know, you just have to be prepared first and foremost because you don't know what you're getting yourself into, especially if this is your first time with this young lady. You know, you just got to prepare to, you know, park that joint like the Red Sea. You know what I'm saying? So just go ahead and make provisions and, you know, hopefully, you know, by you getting into it, you know, you add some soul glow to that joint and slide that joint.
Stop! Not soul glow!
And it might stick a little to get out your way so that you can, you know, really, you know, show her that you've honed your craft, so to speak, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you can stab that joint with the tongue.
So ladies, how do you like your man manicured? Do you like him bald or do you like him hairy? Do you like him trimmed or whatever?
I've never seen bald before, but too much. You know, sometimes when you have a lot of hair down there, it traps in a lot of things.
It does.
Honestly, when you have too much hair, it traps in sweat, it traps in odor, whatever. I don't like a whole bunch of hair, but I do understand that, you know, men, like, that's not a requirement for y'all to really, like, shave it up down there. So
I don't know who sold you that lie.
I know people, and you know, that trim it down, but they don't. I don't know anybody that like shaved it bald before. So maybe that is something that you do, but I've never seen a bald one. But it's just like I don't like a whole bunch of bush just in my face. Like no, I don't.
Bald is. Bald is overrated to me. I'm just gonna buy experience. You know, I try. I prefer trim. I mean, I shave my shit off like one time. Hell no, I'm not doing that no more.
A nice trim, men and women. It's okay to trim your stuff because. You want it to be presentable. For the men, I feel y'all, that whole balding thing, I don't know how people go about doing it, but if that's your thing, that's your thing. But I think a nice trim, ladies and gentlemen, is okay. I think, you know, because like Brittany said, it, you know, for men and women, it traps some stuff down there. And then sometimes it's just, you know, like some people got good grain of hair on top of their head. You know, some people got good grain down there, and some people don't. So you gotta work it out. You just gotta work it out and be generous to your partner. Because if you want them to go down, it's just like if you want somebody to eat out your kitchen gotta be presentable. Because I hate eating at people's. I won't eat at people's houses whose kitchen is dirty. Nah, I'm just not gonna do it. No. So you gotta have your station presentable if you want somebody to play in it. You feel me? Gotta be presentable.
Yeah.
Now here's my thing to the ladies. This is my frustrating part about oral sex. And you probably have to blame the first woman who ever swallowed. Because that's a whole nother level. That's real grown-up stuff right there. Real Olympian level taking a knee is when a woman swallows. That's Olympian level. Mm. And here's my argument with it, ladies. Because we swallow. If your man going down there and he eating it the right way, I'm talking about he making a buffet out of that, a gourmet buffet out of that thing down there. I'm talking about to the point where you squirting, firing fireworks, legs is like jelly. He doing that thing right. We swallowing because you got to breathe, you got to take a breath, got to lap it up. So we swallowing all day. So what's the issue? What is the issue?
What's the issue, ladies? What's wrong? Why? How come, you know, if we have to swallow y'all juices, how come it's a problem with y'all swallowing ours? I love that shit, y'all. I love that.
Man, Q, I'ma tell you, when it first happened to me, again, I'm about experiences. Experiences get me in trouble because I expect it. So when this, and I'm talking about, wait a minute, hold on. All right. Well, I'm talking about this fine Brazilian junk.
Brazilian junk?
Yeah, see, because I only seen the Brazilian junks on the nasty flicks. I ain't know they was real. I thought that was just that nasty flick song. And this Brazilian junk did some strange, you know, took me out of here, had to go and repent a few times. But she swallowed. I ain't know what, you know, because I was used to, you know, you better tell me, I was used to that with the finger waving all in your face and all that stuff. So when she did that, yo, I was like, will you marry me? Like, because I ain't never had that happen before.
Oh my goodness!
And then, Korea, all that stuff.
Yeah, and then, okay, Rosalind Sanchez is. Oh, I don't know if you fellas know who Rosalind Sanchez is. No, not her. Rosalind Sanchez is a movie star. Fine, drink of water. Nah, I ain't stupid. But Rosalind Sanchez on the movie Boat Trip. Funny movie if you haven't seen it. Cuba Gooding Jr. in it, whatever. But she was showing him how to give good, you know, showing him how to give good head. And she was speaking Spanish while she was doing it. That happened to me, and it's real. I'm just saying. It's real. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, to answer your question, Q, I think with us ladies, I think it's a mind thing. Like you said, it's easier for y'all to do it, and
we don't have a choice.
Yeah, y'all don't have a choice, but I honestly think it's just a mind thing. I think just the thought of what it is can be like, ew, like gross. And then it all depends on what you're eating too. Sometimes you might have some curry or some shit, and your shit tastes disgusting. So, or you can have something to eat, and it tastes great.
But, it's the same thing with y'all females.
But I'm gonna just tell you from me. I think it's just a mind thing because honestly, there's nothing wrong with it at all. It's just the thought of it, and it's kind of like I would rather you not even tell me that it's about to happen. I'd rather you just let it happen, because if you tell me that it's about to happen, then I feel like I'm waiting around for it, and I'm just like, ugh. You know, like, don't even tell me that it's about to happen. Like, and sometimes I can tell when it's about to happen, but don't prepare me for it, because then it's like, that's what I'm focusing on, is that. And it's like, I just think it's a mind thing, and I think that unless you really, truly like that part of it, then you're totally okay with it.
Hold on. We have a caller. I want to bring our caller in. We have Marcia from California. Hello. Welcome to Amongst Friends, Marcia. What's your question or comment?
Well, I'm not sure if I did it correctly. That's why I pressed the button to talk. But I think, you know, from a black woman's perspective, I think that it's cultural to start with, because we weren't, and I think I mentioned this on Facebook earlier, that we weren't groomed for this type of activity. Me personally, I learned later on in life and there's a lot that I learned during the process. So that part of it, that's a it's another step as far as I'm concerned. I think it's really up to your partner to really be able to communicate with you, to be able to share with you how he feels about it, or you know how what to expect, especially if it's something new for you.
Okay.
I agree. Okay.
So, Marcia, when you went through your learning process late in life, was that something that, you know, did your partner come to you and made you comfortable about talking about it, or did it kind of spring it on you? How did it happen for you?
Okay, well, let me give you some background. As I was growing up, that was something that you just did not do. And if you did do it, you ain't talk about it. So it's not like you got information and you never got, like, the proper way to do it. So as I mentioned earlier, I lost a lot of good relationships behind it because I was like, nah, not happening, period, point blank. You could do what you want to do with your lips, but with mine, it's not happening. But as I got older, I'm being honest and I'm keeping it real.
That's so, what I'm
okay. So as I got older and experienced different relationships, conversations did come up and I started listening to, you know, what the guy was saying. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, let's try it. Let's see. So he kind of just coached me through it and told me what it felt like for him and what he was expecting and this, that, and the other. So, and for my benefit, he was one of those people that's very communicative. A lot of men aren't, but he was very communicative, and he kind of taught me what to expect and what he liked. So that's how I learned.
Okay. So did you take it upon yourself for any extra credit work and, like, go get a porno?
Hell yeah. I'm sorry. Ooh. Yes, absolutely. That's the only way. I mean, it's not like I'm going to be practicing every day on them. You know what I'm saying? So I have to go get movies. Got to, you know, talk to different women now because, you know, at this, you get older in life, you start asking questions. And, you know, not to everybody, but to your close girlfriends, ask them questions. And it's like, oh, okay, this is what I do, blah, blah, blah. And that's how it works. And I'll just try different stuff sometimes. You'll be like, wait a minute.
Yeah, see, that's what you want.
Girlfriends, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want them to be like, wait a minute, did this just happen to me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did she just do that? You know, as far as the swallowing part, I don't know about that. I think it's, like I said, it's a cultural thing, and I think it's something that, like the young lady said before me, it's something that you kind of have to kind of step your way into. I don't think I would appreciate him not telling me because I'd be ready to fight. Hold on.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh yeah. I've been there before too.
That's what I was going to say. I think most women, you know, when the guy comes to that point, she would want to know because it's like, I think it's borderline disrespectful.
It is.
The guy does that and don't say anything.
Right.
You know, but there's some women who were like, you know what, I don't care. I know what I want and I want it. You know. But most women be like, well, you better tell me because you don't want it in their hair.
Right.
Sure, they just don't want it in their mouth, they don't want it on their face or their head.
Well, I mean, no comment. But
right?
I think, you know,
right?
For you for you guys, it's a little bit different. It's because it's not obtrusive for you, because you're actually going after it. For us, it's like, you know, you're it's obtrusive. You're actually, you got it in my mouth already.
Hold up. Say that again. Say what?
you pretty much dictate what's going to happen as far as when you're performing an act. But for us, we have no control over it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, we want to thank you, Marcia from California, in calling us and sharing with us.
You
get the Amongst Friends Gold Star of the Day because you took on the extra credit, and I'm quite sure that your man appreciated that. So thumbs up and gold star to you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
That boy Jeff is stupid.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
All right, we have another caller on the line. Sassy from Maryland.
Oh, yay.
Hello.
Sassy.
Hello.
Hello. I disagree with everything she just said. I don't think
Oh, shit.
Shut up, Q. I don't think it has anything to do with culture. That shit is disgusting. I mean, I've done it. I do it from time to time. I'll swallow it. I'll finish the job. I just don't think I need to swallow your children.
Why? Okay, the question to you is, why suck dick in the first place? Why do it? Why do it if you don't want...
Time out. So, Q, you just so I'm clear, because this is what it sounds like. So you saying that if I don't want to do it, even though I may do a really good job and you come and you enjoy it and all this kind of stuff, but if I don't want to do it, you don't want me to do it?
No, I didn't say that. I said, why do it?
Okay.
Hell no, he better not say that and mess up everybody else
is,
getting some head.
What I'm saying is I'll suck your dick all day. I'll let you come in my mouth all day. But why do you care if I swallow or not?
It's just amazing. It's just amazing.
You know why? Because, you know what, and I guess, you know what, thinking about it, it's your preference. If you don't want to swallow it, fine. If you want to let it bust on your chest or your cleavage, that's fine. You don't have to. But at least get me there. That's all I'm asking.
No, and that's what I'm saying. I'll get you there. I'll let you come in my mouth. But not necessarily going to swallow every time.
Right. But you know what?
Drink it with some orange juice.
I think the biggest thing about it is, one, it's the visual. It's the visual for men. But two, it's more so just because it's going to sound crazy, but it's just like we don't like to see somebody go, get that
away
from me.
But I'm not going to do that.
Like,
you'll never
know. Right, I
know,
but I'm just saying, just to answer, why is it such a kind of a big deal? Even for me, I'm like what you said. I don't, as long as you going down, I'm happy, and you know what you're doing, I'm happy. I don't care if you swallow or not. But, you know, it's nice when you be like, when they add, come on my titties, or come on my face, or let me swallow, let me taste you. You know, all that stuff just takes me out of here even further. Say what?
Some of y'all just don't taste good.
Exactly.
Well, we can't help it.
If you drink too much, if you smoke, during football season, your cum is the worst. Your girl might not tell you, but I'm going to tell you. During football season, your cum is the worst. Wings, beer, liquor, and all of that do not mix with your body chemistry.
You got to be pH balanced.
Exactly.
I don't drink.
Q letting y'all know he don't drink. I hate him.
My shit tastes like Crystal Light. I'm not bullshitting.
Well,
you don't
know
what your stuff tastes like.
I was about to say that statement. Some of us don't taste. But I was going to say, well, this wouldn't be the forum to have a taste test now, would it? But I don't know about y'all, but I know that when Sassy said, I'll suck your dick all day, I got weak in my left leg.
Oh, I got my whole left side went out like I had a stroke.
Yeah,
me and Sassy had to talk. We're going to talk like a barber. We're going to talk.
Gosh, that thing, it's just something about when they say it. And then don't let them be sexy in saying it, too, because, you know, I've had some night fighters in my time. I'm not hating on them. I appreciate the night fighters that I had. Because they served a purpose, and they were good women. They were good on the inside. It's just, you know, they just, some of them just not what you want to wake up to in the morning. So I'm not hating on them. I'm proud of them. I'm proud of the service that they provide. But when a sexy woman I'm talking about she's sexy, and she good at what she do, and she and you know what she. You first of all, you don't have to let. She just sexy, and you believe she know you. She knows what she's doing, and she says that to you. She says something like what Sassy just said. You lose all ability to think, walk, talk, smell, hear, and feel just for a moment, because that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing when a beautiful woman says, I am going to take a knee. Or as she said it, I'll suck your dick all day.
All day. My
gracious.
Not okay. Suck it for a minute. She said all day.
So here's the thing.
I'll tell you what is puts me over the top, and that is a repeat offender. So I know some of the ladies said I think Brittany mentioned it, this in the oral sex in the arena of foreplay, but the repeat offender. That situation is a beautiful thing. You can go from position to position to position, oral, position, oral, position, oral. That right there, over the top.
Also, okay, so what do you guys think about 69? Because I get mixed reviews. I think 69 is one of the best positions in the world, just to let y'all know.
I think it's one of the best, and I prefer, when 69, I prefer being on top, but my favorite oral position is when she's sitting on my face. I'll take that over 69 any day.
I have to agree. First of all, any position involving me going down on a woman is a favorite position of mine. But especially when it's something about that eating a woman out, and she have an orgasm. It's just something about that it takes me there. Like that's like paradise for me. And especially if the juices get to overflowing on top of the juices you producing from eating it, because you start salivating and then it's good, and she got in her aroma is making you salivate more, and just the motion and gosh almighty, and then that thigh, her thigh get to shaking, or she choke you with her strong thighs like that right there. It's a miracle.
Don't step into the light,
Caroline.
So, ladies, Joey would like to thank you for the vajayjay buffet.
Yeah.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for a lovely discussion this evening. I know. We're gonna have to wrap this. We got to wrap this puppy up and put it in bed. I want to thank all my cohorts and talk,
especially Brittany.
Brittany is freak. Deidre a freak.
We already knew Deidre was.
Sassy a freak. Sassy a freak. Marcia a freak.
But we love freaks. I love them.
Love to death.
So we want to thank you all for joining us. We want to thank all of our callers, Marcia and Sassy, and I forgot the young man's name who called us.
Jonathan, I think.
Yeah, we want to thank you all for calling in with your questions and comments.
Well, you be just giving folks different names and stuff.
Oh, that's it. Wasn't Jonathan? My bad.
His name is Marvin.
All right. So join us next week. We'll be
9 o'clock
at. We'll be right back at you 9 o'clock on Wednesday night for another lovely discussion. We are amongst friends, and we have...
No!
Bye! Bye, yeah.
Amongst friends, all up in your area. We got top picks causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D, peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst friends, for the ladies, for the men. Just 21, or wearing the pants. Fab or combo that you like. Come and get with us tonight. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Grown and sexy baby, Grown and sexy baby. Amongst friends, Fabo Convo. Amongst friends, Fabo Convo. Grown and sexy, baby. Grown and sexy, baby. Ooh.
Y'all really need
all
to
right.
Do that.
Great show, great show, great
what
show.
What'd I do wrong?
Yeah, hush
you
your mouth.
Do better. Do better.
Yo. Is Heather okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know she was on the line, and I pitched to her twice, and she didn't say nothing, so I figured she was still not feeling well. Then I saw she dropped, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Well, yeah.
All right.
Hold on.
Joe Sweden. Licky, needing to get off the
licky,
phone, so.
Licky,
y'all
are so funny.
Yo, I'm mad the ladies didn't talk about how they feel about good oil, though. That's the part I missed because I wanted to hear you guys talk about that. Well, Brittany talked a little bit about it, though. She said it was awesome.
Brittany a freak.
That's why she got a baby in there. But you know, if more women swallow, there'll be less babies.
Maybe that's,
yeah,
that's why.
True. Yeah. Lord have mercy. Well,
I gotta keep myself. Y'all be making folks say stuff.
So?
That's what you want them to do, Deidre.
You want them to make them feel comfortable. Like when they do say he loves each person, like, boy, say it. Say it. Don't be ashamed. Say it.
Joe said, I love squirters. That boy is
still. Oh, I'm so serious about that one, too. Because that's when you know. That's when, that made me. That makes me feel like I'm an Olympian when I can get a woman to squirt.
Lord,
I feel like I'm an Olympian. I would never be in the Olympic Games, but I got my gold medal. Shoot,
Lord,
I got my. When I first found it. It was my goal and mission to help women find their G-spot.
My first child with a squirter, she just saturated my whole, she saturated not my sheet, but she saturated the mattress down to the other side. I'm like,
dang.
Damn.
You hope she better hope she wasn't pissing on herself.
No, I know it's different. I know, you know.
I know, Q. I know.
Shoot, you know I know.
No, I know you're nasty, but no.
What?
Nasty dog.
Ooh.
Them squirters, though. Oh,
I love them. The more the merrier. The more the merrier. Hallelujah.
Wow.
That's on.
Lick it, lick it. All right.
My big rose.
All right, night, y'all.
Y'all
stay right. Be safe.
Be safe. Happy hump day.
Yeah, go to bed.
Dollars?
Yeah.